life.
Are you still tripping out on too much turkey? Getting ready with those big numbers for the jackpot Powerball up to $425 million. Wouldn't that be an early Christmas present? Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you here on America Tonight. Perhaps you spent part of the time when you weren't eating, because this truly is the eating season. Championship eaters love this time of year because it's an excuse to chow down. You don't have to apologize for a little bulge here and there because you're going to say, well, just wait till the beginning of the year and then I'll get a gym membership. How many people were out spending money? I'll tell you how many people were out. They say 247 million shoppers. That's the estimate anyway, shooting up 9% from last year. You know, the average that you might have spent, if you're listening to me in Ottumwa, Iowa, or Bridgeport, Connecticut, or Burlington, Vermont, were you one of those people? The average spent $423, all totaled for the 4 days, meaning Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, $59.1 billion. And I'm stunned by this, but how many of you said, I hate to eat and run, Ma, but you got up from Thanksgiving and ran to Best Buy, Walmart, Toys R Us, Target, any of the places that were open in the middle of the night. And apparently, and I thought that was ridiculous, apparently that was a popular thing to do. So popular that two of my relatives got up after, of course, we had eaten and there was dessert, but they put on their coats and got in line. Why? They wanted the 40-inch, $179 TV from Best Buy. Turns out, when you read the fine print, and some of you might have got hooked by this, that they walk down and hand out numbers eventually. And if you don't have a number, you're not getting that TV. Maybe you're getting some other kind of deal. So my two cousins didn't get that deal. They got something else. 40-inch TV, $179. I guess it's a good deal. But to wait in line? Matt Johnson, I know you. You weren't waiting in any lines. You did no Christmas shopping, did you?
I did absolutely none. My time is not worth that.
That's what I think. I can't do it.
It's so, I don't know, I hate crowds. And I was driving back home after Thanksgiving dinner, and I saw the malls being packed with cars, and I was just like, what is wrong with these people? Why would you want to subject yourself to that?
Yeah, I don't get it. And you, of course, aren't too far away from the Mall of America, the big gigantic mall, right? That had to be jumbo-size packed.
I bet it was. I didn't drive by that one, but I did drive by another one, and it was, I couldn't believe it. It was like, a Saturday, afternoon, but this was midnight, you know? And yeah, it's just packed.
Yeah, crazy. So here's the thing. Longest line you have ever waited in your life. Be honest. What is the longest line you've ever waited in? And would you do it again? I'm going to throw out my digits. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I'm like Matt. I don't have the patience. I'm not a great line person. I don't like to wait in line. I notice that the movies, when you go to the movie theaters, when there's the movie first comes out, if you don't catch the matinee, like a Skyfall, for example, or, I guess teenagers with the Twilight, the last Twilight installment, they have roped off lines, and I think, wow, why stand in a movie line for an hour and a half or an hour or whatever to run in and try to get the best seat I could so I didn't have to stick my neck up looking at the front, screen right in my face? And the answer is no. I don't even think when I was a teenager I would have done that. I have waited in lines before, and I'll tell you about my longest line coming up a little bit later. But if you want to share, please do. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Or maybe you did do one of those things where it was worth it to you to get into the line because you got something you really wanted to get for a relative or, you know, somebody else, and you weren't going to have to pay a fortune for it, so it was worth it to get the screen, big screen TV deal, since you knew you were going to try to get that anyway. So, hey, I have the time, I'll wait in line. I still don't see how you could do it, especially in some of those colder areas. Ooh, wow. I couldn't do it. All right, the politicians were talking turkey over the weekend because fiscal cliff still looms. That's the big buzzword that was created to talk about. Isn't it funny? You know, we hear about how many people have spent so much money already on these crazy deals for the holidays. And then you have this, the other side of the coin, the so-called fiscal crisis and cliff and how we're supposedly dangling over the edge of it. And you have a lot of Republicans, including the tag team of Senators Lindsey Graham and John McCain, who are saying, forget the tax pledge thing. You know, we've got to stop going over this cliff. We're gonna try to cut a deal. So, you know, Grover Norquist, sorry, we signed a pledge, but you know that pledge is just not gonna hold up. We're gonna have to do something. So to me, this says the pressure is so great, and of course the pressure is great because if the numbers don't add up, So how are you figuring to pay these budgets if you don't make cuts? Or if you don't figure out a deal between the cuts and taxes, and the answer is, you know, it's not magic. There's no, you know, this isn't Harry Potter. You can't just wave the wand and come up with some kind of a magical deal. So the answer is there would have to be some kind of massive compromise. I still think it's a Band-Aid. There's going to be a Band-Aid on whatever the problem is because time is running out. I mean, look at the calendar, for goodness sake. We're in the last week of November, and then poof, before you know it, we're into December. So anyway, Congress comes back on Monday. There's a massive push to reach some kind of a deal, some kind of a way to figure out what you're going to do with the federal deficit, because you got to cut the deficit, right? And how do you avert this mix of $500 billion in tax increases that is no secret, because we've known about it for over a year and a half. And then you've got these federal spending cuts that hit January 2nd. So potential tax hikes, how do you feel about that? Maybe that $423 that you already spent might have been money that you're going to need to throw back into a pile somewhere for taxes because something that you were using as a write-off might be closed. They might close up that loophole because when they talk about these loopholes, they're things that affect not just the people who have over $250,000 in a combined family income. And there's still going to be the tug of war over what that number is, I think, for sure. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to hit some of those other numbers, talk more about that whole shopping phenomenon. I absolutely don't get it. And the Sunday swirl, the politicians, wah, 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 over the fiscal cliff. You got an answer? What do you think? 855-266-8, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
$1,000 the past 4 days, and he still has more shopping to do. Well, George, maybe you'll be lucky enough. I know. That's crazy. Maybe you'll be lucky enough to win some of that money back in the lottery. Here is the best news of all. Are you ready for this news? In case you've never bought a lottery ticket, you're not paying attention to what's going on. You only listen to America Tonight. You never glance at the headlines. You don't look at your local news. I have great, great, great information to relay to everybody who's listening to me right now. Check this out. $425 million. That's what the Powerball jackpot is going to be, the next drawing. It is the largest jackpot ever for Powerball. That's huge. All right, and here's the thing. I think it could go higher than the $425 million because sales will probably pick up. So Powerball is on Wednesday. Nobody cracked out the numbers, the code, on Saturday. I was one of those people. I was in Jersey. I didn't get them. I was hoping I was going to, you know, tell my mom, forget it. Pack up your stuff. We're leaving. So the Powerball numbers on Saturday, if you're just curious, were 22, 32, 37, 44, 50, and the Powerball was 34. So no winners on Saturday. Man, that would have been awesome. That would have been sweet to win the Powerball and then not get it that high. But even better for us, the fact that the Powerball is that high and that I'm actually sitting here talking about it. Somebody who only plays the lottery occasionally. And we've had, remember our friend in Florida, the guy who's won the lottery 7 times, who says you have to have a method. He has a whole book on the method. You have to have a method, and you have to play the same numbers. And Matt and I have said this, and some of you may feel the same way. Here's the problem. If you're not playing the same numbers, if you're playing the same numbers every week, and you're doing this twice a week, it doesn't matter whatever you're spending on it, what happens when you can't buy the lottery ticket? What happens when you forget or something comes up? And then wouldn't that just be your luck? That would be the week that the numbers would hit. So now Powerball winner jackpot shoots up to $425 million. I mean, this is one of those what-if questions. What if you won that kind of money? What, it's just staggering. What would you do with it? I hope that there is somewhere, whoever wins this, that somewhere inside them, they're going to do something charitable with it. They're going to help somebody or some organization or start their own organization. Who cares? Something to give back because, I mean, for goodness sake, that is your hallelujah moment. I think that you'd be jinxed if you didn't give back, honestly. But I think it's cool. I think it's going to shoot up, and don't worry. We'll have the numbers for you. So if you've never played the lottery for fun, it might be fun to go out and play it this time around. It's something I heard over the weekend that I'm going to throw into the mix here. This is kind of a free-for-all as we're getting back into the week. You know, already we've talked about the long lines and the $59 billion spent already and the 247 million shoppers. But one story that piqued my interest, I was in Times Square and I saw the headline. I thought, oh, no. And you know what headline I saw? The headline I saw was about Casey Anthony. And, you know, here we go. They're talking about the fact that there was something that they missed in the investigation, the Florida Sheriff's Office that looked into Kaylee Anthony's death. They confirmed it. They said that they overlooked a computer search for the suffocation methods made from the little girl's home on the day that she was last seen alive. It's like, what, are you kidding me with this? So the Orange County Sheriff, this Captain Neves, who you've heard his name before, said during that whole trial, said that the office's computer investigator just missed a Google search for foolproof suffocation methods. They missed it. And the reason they admitted it is because an Orlando television station that wasn't letting it go said that, you know, that somehow they found out about this. The station reported that it was done on a browser used by Casey Anthony. They kept saying that. And so now they copped to it and said, yes. Great. And it's WKMG, whatever, it doesn't matter what the letters are, but that's the letters of the station to give them credit. They had reported that the sheriff's investigators had 17 kind of vague entries from the computer's Internet Explorer browser. You know, the whole browser thing, that's the deal. They can go in, they can figure out everything that you've looked at, but they didn't go to Mozilla Firefox. You know how you have different browsers? Like, I have both of those browsers, or you may have both of those browsers. You might have some other one, whatever. And that's the one she used. So they didn't use it. So they had 1,200 Firefox entries, including the suffocation search. So that was the search, the Google search on Casey Anthony's computer, home computer, was foolproof suffocation methods. Still think she didn't murder her 2-year-old daughter? Here's the thing. We have a justice system, and she was found not guilty in our justice system in a trial by a jury. But this is a huge omission, the fact that they didn't have that. Oh. And then there were a couple of different articles about taking poison, putting a bag over someone's head, that kind of stuff. And, you know, here the computer expert said that they kept suggesting that there was a search, but they didn't have that because the sheriff's department didn't go in and look at that other browser. Wow. Talk about a blunder. Would that have really changed what the outcome of that trial was? Probably a good chance. It could have. I don't know. It's a mistake. That's a bad mistake. Oh, that's a misstep to not do that. Remember the jurors who had to, like, run for the hills, change their name? They had to go into hiding because there was so much outrage over that verdict, and they wouldn't comment on it. But, you know, there were two eventually that said the prosecutors didn't conclusively prove how Kaylee died, and that's what they were saying in the when they were tossing around what the verdict was going to be, when they were hashing it out in the room. That was ultimately what the conclusion was. But the detectives overlooking the searches for the suffocation methods on the home computer, I think, couldn't be a bigger talk about the biggest breadcrumb of all. And maybe that would have made a difference. Might have made a difference. Don't know for sure. But I'm just saying, that's a giant, giant omission. Oh, awful. And that's what I saw when I was standing there in Times Square. Mostly, you know, they have crawls because they have a news crawl that comes over, and all the stuff was mostly about shopping. But then that kind of popped up, and I was like, what? Home computer? How long did we talk about that? How many of you weighed in on that story on this show? And some of you said, hey, you know, that they find her innocent. That's it. That's the deal. Whether we think it or not, doesn't matter. But I think this would have made a huge difference, a big difference. And that's a blunder. And that's like one of those checklist things. How many different ways do you search? And if you look at a computer, that's what you see. A lot of times people have two or three different ways that they do that. And especially Internet Explorer is kind of old school. And Mozilla is what a lot of people use now, or in conjunction with Internet Explorer. And not to not have looked at that. Wow. Unbelievable. I bet that investigator, whoever the one or two investigators, I would assume they would probably run that by one or two people. I bet you they were just kicking themselves when they figured that out, because then it's too late. And like I said, it might not have made a difference. It might not have made a difference. All right, hang through, everybody, here on America Tonight. Remember, you can weigh in on this. You can send me an email on it, too. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Mix in a couple of different things, including the longest line that you've ever stood in. I cannot believe that some people even didn't have Thanksgiving dinner because they were waiting in a tent somewhere to get into a big store to get a huge deal. That boggles my mind.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA. come with a lifetime warranty and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a 3-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a 1-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
America tonight. How you doing? Hopefully you had a chance to chill out and hang out with your family, watch some football. Ugh, football was a crazy Thanksgiving day. None of the teams that I picked in my pool won. Surprise, surprise. Well, one. One New England. The other ones I lost to the games. So, needless to say, my picking abilities, my radar was off on Thanksgiving, but then, you know, here we are in the stretch, and it's a good time to remind you that Nail the Score this week, our Thursday morning Nail the Score, Wednesday, I guess, for some of you, I guess really now it's Thursday, I don't want to confuse everyone, in the third hour, your chance to get bragging rights and to win the swag from America tonight. Trust me, when Dave gets his package, which went from the North Pole, I'm sure he'll be the first one to call in and tell you how great it is. So, I mean, honestly, the bragging rights, just the idea that you would actually nail the score, and maybe you'll get a chance to do it. Even if you don't like football, it is like picking lottery numbers. So, like the Powerball, there's no $425 million waiting for you, but you're picking numbers for the Powerball. That's what you're doing with Nail the Score. Our supercomputer selects the game of the week. You call in, pick one of the two teams, and tell us what the score will be. You can even take my score or Matt's score, our guesses, in other words, if you don't feel like coming up with one of your own, and who knows, maybe, you know, you'll be a winner. So here, as we come toward the tail end of this, I got an email here from Jake. He must have just sent it a few minutes ago, because he says, I can beat that earlier total for shopping. I spent over $2,000 already. $2,000. So how many people are on his Christmas list? Because it was very vague. Not, you know, I have lots of people or I'm buying lots of things. Just I spent $2,000. And already, which means probably he's probably going to spend a little bit more. So what recession? Who's having trouble? How many times on the air do I say, oh, people are having a hard time? They really are. I don't know where these numbers come from the government. But then you see the shopping numbers, $59.1 billion. I think that's impulse buying. Somebody goes out, they start to shop, and then it's like, eh. But then I see this, and I see this, and I see that. And that's what it is. I've got to assume that some of that's impulse buying. Or not. And then Cyber Monday. Welcome to Cyber Monday. Because Cyber Monday means exactly what it sounds like. People are going to be at work and they're going to spend a big chunk of time looking for things to order on Amazon or other websites. At least an hour or two during that time period. Oh, just searching for whatever they can find. And online shopping, I think eventually, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but online shopping may overtake getting in the car and driving to whatever retail store it is that you're going to, or mall or whatever. I mean, maybe people will still need that, I want to go out and see things and look at them and whatever, but I think it'll come close eventually, because it's just that much easier if you can do it that way. And that's why we have this so-called Cyber Monday. I mean, what a brilliant thing. It's really just marketing terms. Black Friday. I mean, doesn't it sound horrible? Black Friday. I'm going to go out on Black Friday and spend some money. And that's, it's just a brilliant marketing term, because then it becomes an event and people talk about it, and people talk about the long line, and it's like a war story. It's like, but it's not a good war story, you see. If you here's the thing. If you had a favorite team your whole life, you watched the Phillies, you watched the Twins, you watched the Dodgers, whoever, and then they get in the playoffs and you're getting in some, wow, long line because you wanted to get playoff tickets and you wanted to camp out because you want to get those tickets. I don't know. I guess I can see that. I can see that badge of honor. I waited in line my whole life. I wanted this team, and then they finally get into the playoffs, and I'm here, and I can do it, and this is what I'm doing. But is it really a badge of honor for waiting in lines to go shopping? If I'm the CEO of the company, though, bring it on. Black Friday, people talking about it, sure. Or Cyber Monday, just create that buzz, create that feeling, which is like fiscal cliff. Create that buzz, only that's a negative buzz. Fiscal cliff, we're going over the cliff. And that's what it makes you think, oh, this is it. Something has to happen because it's a cliff. What happens if we go over the cliff? That means we don't survive, right, if we go over the cliff? So then I guess Black Friday seems like it shouldn't be survivable either, if you look at it that way. And then heading into the holiday, there was all this talk of employees that were going to boycott because they didn't want to have to work. Remember, they didn't want to have to work at Target. Employees were complaining, and that didn't really amount to very much. Only a handful of people decided that they weren't going to show up, decided that they were going to strike, and it didn't lead to any big change whatsoever. It actually ended up being a discussion with my family about, was it fair to insist that employees work because you were going to keep the store open, or you're going to have the store open early, or have it open at 2 in the morning, or have it open at midnight. And there was massive disagreement on what was fair for the people who worked there, whether they should have to go in. and how disgraceful it was to make people go in and work on a holiday. But some of those people, maybe they were getting, I don't know, double time. Maybe they're getting overtime. I don't know. I don't. I would think it's usually double time, but who knows what that equates to. So needless to say, the idea that there was going to be a massive slowdown because people were going to strike, you know, just actually didn't happen. And that's not surprising because people need their paychecks. So they're going to go work because of whatever the is that they're getting extra, they're not going to risk not having a job. They need the check. So they're going to go, period, you know. And we have an update on secession because so many of you were fascinated by the whole idea of how many states have decided that they've got enough numbers on the petitions to actually secede. And Texas has just gone crazy over the seceding idea, although the governor, Rick Perry, says it's ridiculous and that's not happening because he realizes he's coming up with a coin for all the federal money that Texas needs. But regardless, there is a kind of interesting bumper sticker that people are talking about. The bumper sticker, you know, used to be "Don't mess with Texas," which had nothing to do with anything but trash. But the new bumper sticker is, it says secede, and it's got the star, and it's that's all it says. It just if there is secession fever is what some people are saying, and these bumper stickers are starting to pop up all over the place. And one of the things that's interesting that's happened is there's a politician who his name is, and he's a guy who's run a ton of times. His name is Larry Scott Kilgore, and says he's running for governor. He's going to legally change his name to Larry Secede Kilgore, and he's in all caps. And his website, if you go to his website, it actually says that. So he's playing it up to the hilt. And then, you know, the question becomes, one, somebody sent me this in a note. Do you think Texas will actually secede from the United States? Do you think it's a smart thing to do? I mean, look at the Texas economy. Could they, you know, they've got a budget that's balanced, and couldn't Texas just do it on their own? And the answer lies in what the governor's saying. Yes, they could, I guess, but the governor's saying no. And he's not even saying we could do that. He's saying, oh, that's ridiculous. We're not going to do it. There's no way. And the reason is because he wants to have FEMA capabilities. He wants to be able to tap the federal government sources if the state of Texas needs it, certainly not to not have the Army Corps of Engineers, the National Guard, all those kind of, you know, that's some of the agencies you'd have to replace if you were serious about seceding from the Union. So the bumper sticker might be clever, and there's always renegades in Texas, but do I think that Texas will leave the United States of America? The answer to that question, which a lot of you have bombarded me with since you know our satellite facilities in Texas, is there's a huge interest in this, and the idea is to make a point of not being happy about what happened in the elections, but even the governor is saying, oh, no, I'm not even entertaining this question. It's not happening. It's not happening. I mean, really, would the push be that great that a state would actually do that? I mean, that's been predicted before. I'm not Nostradamus, after all. I mean, who's to say, but I don't think so. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is physician strength oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshiny.
All right, the kick in the head moment here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, has to be what I talked about at the top of the show. The fact of waving it, holding it, revering the pledge that they signed to Grover Norquist that they would not raise taxes, the anti-tax pledge, which in a way is putting yourself in the crosshairs. When they sign that, you got to know if you are a longtime congressperson or senator, you know, you're in a situation where really you're never going to have taxes go up. You're never going to raise taxes. By signing that, you're doing a little dance with the devil there in the first place. And trust me, as someone who doesn't want to see taxes go up, I appreciate the idea of no new taxes, but realistically, in my lifetime, if you go through one decade, another decade, do I think that never those tax brackets are going to go up? Of course they're going to go up. So we're diving back into this nonsense, the same old nonsense that we've been talking about, for years here on America Tonight. And this time, it's, you know, it's always a different word. But this time, it's fiscal cliff, right? And that's on Monday. This is after the long Thanksgiving holiday. So the resistance to raising taxes is cracking. It's cracking because you got Lindsey Graham, you got John McCain, even have Pete King, the longtime congressman from New York who is so adamant about not doing that. You know, they're saying that the anti-tax pledge thing that was drawn up by Norquist is not binding to them any longer. Because they realize that they're stuck in a box. And how are they going to get out of this? How are they going to push this open? They're going to have to come up with some kind of a move, and the move is going to include some sort of taxes. But what does that mean is the question. across the board, what does it mean when you say, okay, so this is not binding to us any longer? But if it's not binding, then where are we with this crazy 250 number, which in New York, in California, Los Angeles, San Francisco, 250 is different than what 250 might be in Ottumwa, Iowa. But somewhere, somebody's got to be the Solomon. Someone has to split this. So it's the deal with the devil that now they're saying, we're not holding ourselves to this covenant any longer. And Norquist on Friday said that breaking the pledge is breaking a promise to constituents who elected their representatives in part on their commitment against tax increases. That this is, people looked at this. And if you promise to not raise taxes, I mean, ask the first Bush about that, then you can't raise taxes. That you can't do that. So this is a very strange poison pill law of tax hikes and spending cuts, including deep slashes to the military that come into effect with some potentially catastrophic effects for a pretty fragile economy, although not if you were paying attention to America's shoppers, consumers, because they apparently had lots of change in their pocket, $59 billion worth for the last 4 days, 247 million shoppers. So Graham is on the ABC program this week, and he says, you know, I'll violate the pledge. And he says, long story short, for the good of the country, only if Democrats will do entitlement reform. So what does that mean, entitlement reform? McCain says he wants to focus on closing tax loopholes to raise revenue, but stresses he wants no increases to the marginal tax rates. But closing loopholes is still an effective tax increase. Think about it. Do you get any kind of a write-off for your mortgage? Do you get any kind of a write-off for your children? What kind of business write-offs are you getting? Or will any of those be touched? So, of course, that means higher taxes. Effectively, if that's what, you know, if you fall into that bracket, whatever bracket it is of where they're cutting, if you're following along, if you're playing along. And think about this. This has been going on for months. Do you know that the president met back on the 16th, right? The congressional leaders huddled with the president on the 16th. And they're talking about that, okay, we're going to figure out a way to make this happen. And the president says that any deal that he would consider, because he has the power of the pen, would have to include an increase in taxes on wealthy taxpayers. And the Republicans say, no, we're not going to do that. And for the longest time on this show, I've said, what is the ultimate thing that's fair here? A fair tax? A flat tax? What is it that we need to go to in the future to make it across the board Even Steven. Are we going to live in an even Steven society, or is it going to be the haves and the have-nots? And the answer is, it's the haves and the have-nots, and we know that, and we know the middle class is shrinking. But this arbitrary 250 is an interesting number, or even 200,000. Is it? Because think about the money that's then taken out of that. It's confusing. Bottom line is, why can't we get better economists to work on this in the first place? And why didn't we have balanced budgets along the way? Why isn't that part of the deal? We got 5 weeks. We've got 5 weeks in this year to figure this out, to come up with an agreement before the tax cuts expire that were put in place from the Bush era. And if this isn't figured out, it'll just, boom, fall. Then all this just happens. And once it happens, there's no going back. This genie is not going to get stuffed back into the bottle. So the top income rate is 35%. It'll automatically revert to 39.6% at the beginning of 2013 unless there's a new budget deal. 39.6%. And we got $16 trillion in debt. $16 trillion in debt. I can't be Greece. I don't know about you, but we got to avoid being Greece. I agree with Graham when he makes that analogy, and it's an obvious one. Many of you have called up and said, look, if we keep going in this direction, we're going to end up like Greece. And so here's the thing. Do you compromise at some point because you know that there's just no way that you don't want to end up like the situation that they have in Greece? Are we that close to ending up like that? I mean, what is the bottom line? Can we not go off the cliff? The buzzword, the cliff? What do we do? And Pete King said it. He says, look, I'm opposed to tax increases. And the fact is that the speaker and the majority in leadership, basically, are going to be in a room. They're going to try to find the best package. And I can't have an ironclad position anymore. I can't do that anymore because the economic situations are different. If this is different from the 80s, so there's got to be different things on the table. I got to try to not prejudge it. I can't have that position any longer. And this may cost some people their jobs ultimately when it comes back around to election time. So trust me, my friends, as much as I don't want to be talking about it, we'll be diving deep into this, a little bit anyway, next week on America Tonight. I promise we'll lighten the load with some funny things along the way. Plus, there is always Nail the Score.
We've got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.